May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 397. In themselves as weak as worms, how can poor believers stand when temptations, foes and storms press them close on every hand? 397.
To read from his holy word the first book of Kings, part of chapter 8. The first book of Kings, chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethaim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. Even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. I've surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein, but I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. The Lord said unto David my father, Whereas it was in thine heart to build an house unto my name, that is well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless thou shalt not build the house, but thy son shall come forth out of thy loins. He shall build the house unto my name. And the Lord hath performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel as the Lord promised, and have built an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven.
And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who hast kept with thy servant David my father that thou promisest him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified which thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry, and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house, night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbour and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven and do, and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain unto thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have builded is called by thy name. Thus far we read. Amen. May the Lord bless to us his word and grant us prayer. O Lord God Almighty, O do look in mercy upon us and enable us to look unto thee. O, we plead for thy gracious help here this evening. Lord, in ourselves we are helpless. We cannot help each other. Lord, our help must come from thee, or we must perish, or we must meet in vain here this evening. Oh, let it not be so, we pray. Oh, for the glory of thy great name, do condescend to our aid. Oh, do pour in out of thy fullness, Lord. Oh, we do pray for grace to rightly worship thee. Lord, to fear thee, to feel our need, to mourn over our sins. Lord, to call upon thee in confession and prayer. Lord, to look. Oh, we pray this evening for that look. Oh, that look that giveth life. Oh, blessed Spirit of truth, do lift up the Son of Man before us. Lord, grant the eye of faith to look to him. O Lord, we pray, deliver us from every hindrance. Lord, what hindrances we meet. Lord, what hindrances we bring into thy house with us, in our own selves. O Lord, and we read in thy word and thy people still prove it. How often when they come to meet in thy house, Satan cometh and standeth as it were by them, or sitteth with them. Oh, we pray thou wouldst drive him out. Lord, we pray that thou wouldst overcome these selves of ours. Lord, we pray to be crucified with Christ. O Lord, what a blessed crucifixion that is. Lord, for it is the crucifixion of life. They which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in their mortal bodies. Oh, do grant it, we pray. Lord, he that is crucified with thee shall reign with thee. Lord, oh, we pray for it. We're fast hastening on. Lord, as swiftly our days are passing, oh, we pray to be prepared for the end. We pray, Lord, to be helped in the remaining short space of time. Lord, we pray to be given grace. Lord, that for us to live may be Christ, and then to die must be gain. Lord, do help us to live by thee, to live upon thee, to live near thy heart, upon thy bosom lean, obey thy will and all thy will esteem. Oh, do have mercy on us. Lord, do engage these roving, treacherous hearts of ours to fix on Christ, the better power, to scorn the trifles of a day, the things, Lord, that appear so needful, the things, Lord, to which we attach such importance, to which we give such attention, to scorn the trifles of a day, for joys that none can take away. Oh, Lord, do save us, we pray. Lord, oh, come and win these hearts of ours fully over unto thee. Oh, come, Lord, we pray. And, oh, indite living prayer. Inspire the living faith. Shed abroad thy love. Lord, separate us from everything else unto thyself. O Lord, forgive our sins. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for the work of thy Spirit. Conviction of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Oh, we pray, Lord, to have the blessed remedy made known, Lord, where thou hast in some measure made known the malady, and where thou hast not, do make it known, but where the malady is known, oh, do apply the remedy. The precious blood of thy dear Son, that balm, Gilead. O Lord Jesus, thou blessed heavenly physician, come to us and minister to us. Heal the wounds that sin has made. Lord, purge those wounds. Oh, we pray that thou wouldst cleanse us. Lord, thou knowest where, oh, because of our foolishness, our wounds stink and are corrupt, festering sores. Lord, sores that have long remained unhealed. Oh, we would pray, Lord, that thou wouldst mercifully and kindly come and attend to those sores. O Lord, if there be hardness set in, if there be that searedness of conscience, O, in mercy, O, grant grace to feel the seriousness of sin. Lord, to feel the grievousness, to mourn over it. O Lord, but we do pray, oh, do grant that pardon. Oh, that blessing. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity,
and in whose spirit there is no guile. Lord, we pray for the subduing of iniquity. Oh, help us, Lord, to look to thee continually for this. For Lord, thou art the only one that can subdue it. Lord, thou hast conquered sin, Lord Jesus. Oh, we do need thee to conquer it in us. We pray thou wilt. Lord, that all self-righteousness, pride, self-glory, self-esteem, Lord, all the wisdom of the flesh, which is foolishness, Lord, all enmity, carnality and unbelief too, Lord, oh, it might be all subdued, that where sin abounds, grace might much more abound. Lord, that we might truly be believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. That we might truly walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, how true the words of thy servant of old. Believe on the Lord, thus shalt thou be established. O Lord, but it is thy work. Who can give us faith but thou? O Lord, we pray, leave not our souls destitute. We thank thee for the word which says he will regard the prayer of the destitute. But Lord, we need that prayer. Lord, do grant it. Lord, we need to be poor enough. Lord, oh, how thy words to the church at Laodicea, and not only to that church, but to everyone who hath an ear to hear. Lord, we know not our poverty till thou dost make us know it. Oh, in mercy, do this. Lord, and then grant that counsel to buy of thee gold tried in the fire that we may be rich. Oh, we do pray for living contact with thee, Lord. Oh, we mourn the distance at which we so often are from thee. We mourn the formality with which we are so often beset. We mourn, Lord, our foolishness, hewing out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. O Lord, save us, we pray. Draw us to thy feet. Keep us there. Cause us to abide in thee, Lord, by thy abiding in us. And all may we know that. Abide in me and I in you. Lord, this is that which we would seek. Oh, do help us to seek it diligently. Lord, to know that communion, to hear thy voice, to feel thy touch. Oh, to know the springing up in our soul of thy grace, thy love, thy mercy, that living fountain of water. Lord, thou hast said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. O Lord, say that to us with power. Then, Lord, we shall come. Bless this people. Oh, do them good. Oh, we plead for their salvation according to thy holy will. Do keep one, Lord, this evening. And each who stand in this solemn place, Lord, do enable each one to speak the truth faithfully, in love, to sound those warnings, to point out where grace abounds, to point out the work of the Holy Spirit by which that grace is communicated. To know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, we must soon give account of our preaching and of our hearing. O Lord, we pray, have mercy. Lord, that in that day we may know the blessing, all our sins accounted for, in that one offering made for sin. Lord, to have been the subject of the wondrous work of thy grace, wherein thou shalt say to thy servants, thou hast been faithful in a few things. O Lord, we plead for it. Help in the afflictions, the sorrows of the way. Uphold, Lord, according to thy will, heal and strengthen. We thank thee for all thy mercy to us to this moment. We commend to thee the bereaved. O Lord, we pray, do help those that have suffered the loss of one of thy own people. O Lord, oh, what a loss this is. The righteous is taken away from the evil. Lord, we pray, do grant thy sanctifying effect these things and everything we come into. Watch over each one here, we pray, and those absent. Bless the deacons of this church and each member. Help them each. O Lord, we plead for Zion wherever she is. Do her good. Help, we beseech thee. Save, Lord. Oh, we pray thou hast halt the decline and reverse it, if it could be thy holy will. Lord, but we would in all our petitions seek grace, Lord, to pray thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as in heaven. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 675. Come boldly to a throne of grace, ye wretched sinners, come and lay your load at Jesus' feet and plead what he has done. 675.
Seeking the Lord's help, I venture to direct you to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 22. Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. And what the Lord spake here unto Moses, he speaks unto each of his people. He will meet them. Not one of them he will remain a stranger to, nor will he allow one of them to remain a stranger to him. They might have said, determined to save. He watched all my path, while Satan's blind slave, I sported with death. I will meet with thee, he said. Jonah thought he could have his own way, and so do you and I. What a mercy if the Lord doesn't allow us to. No more than he allowed Jonah to. The Lord knows how to bring you to this place, sinner. Oh, what flitting attentions we have. But the Lord knows how to concentrate us. He knew how to concentrate Jonah, didn't he? Oh, what a mercy. When he brings his people to realize there is but one thing needful. Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. That one thing needful, she sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. Communion at the feet of Jesus. Oh, my dear friend, the day is coming and it won't be long now. It won't matter. Nothing else will matter. Won't matter whether we've had what people call a successful career, how much money we've accrued, how many friends we had, how many sermons I preached, how many sermons you heard. Am I in Christ or not? Is he mine or not? Did he bear my sins on Calvary's cross or did he not? Are my sins washed away or are they not? And you know the Lord, he brings his people to that point before they come to the judgment seat. That won't be the first time they've been before God. Oh, have you been brought naked before your Maker? You know anything of being brought to him like that woman taken in adultery was brought to him? Taken in the very act. You've been stopped from thinking what a terrible sinner she was and brought to realize you're worse. But oh, to have that blessing she had. Woman, where are now thine accusers? Doth no man condemn thee? No man, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
There I will meet with thee. There I will meet with thee. Oh, the stripping work. You see, nature can't come here. Nature can't come to this place where the Lord says, there I'll meet with thee. He's speaking here of the new man. He's speaking of that one in Christ Jesus. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. It's those. His body is dead because of sin. I was alive without the law once. The commandment came and sin revived and I died. Can you say that? You won't just say it once. No. What daily sins. Oh, to be kept sensible of it. Oh, to be kept in a realization of the seriousness of sin. You know, if we realize the seriousness of sin, we couldn't go on like we do without some fresh application of the blood of Jesus Christ to our conscience. Some token from him of his love and of his mercy. Beware, my dear friend, of a contactless religion. Have you ever heard the Lord's voice communicating grace to your soul personally, individually? Are you longing for it? Are you looking for it? When did you last hear his voice? Abide in me, he says, and I in you. The words seem to come to me in driving here today. Oh, the realization, Lord, how little I know myself of that. Abide in me and I in you. Oh, how little is Christ known. Why, we're not poor enough most of the time. We're not sinful enough, feelingly so. You see, Christ only makes himself known to destitute ones. Why, how it's clearly set forth in the gospel record. Who are the ones that were favoured to know Christ? The ones with hard cases. The ones with great burden of sin. The ones that were dead. The ones that were lepers. It isn't Simon the Pharisee. It's the woman that comes into Simon the Pharisee's house. The woman that was a sinner. Oh, there I will meet with thee. For what a tremendous thing. God meeting with sinners. You see, this was this that was set forth here in type. The mercy seat over, above, upon the Ark of the Covenant. How clearly it speaks of Christ. The Ark, the Covenant, the Testament. Those tables of stone, God's law, inside the ark.
Though I come, says Christ, in the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, thy law is within my heart. He was in his heart to infinitely and perfectly obey his Father's will. Oh, blessed be God for Christ, who had such an heart. We read of him in the book of Proverbs, rejoicing in the habitable part of the earth, my delights are with the sons of men. He looked upon the multitudes as they were scattered, having sheep, having no shepherd. I am the good shepherd. Oh, that fulfillment of his law by Christ. Oh, this was the place Jonah looked to. The law that Jonah disobeyed, the law that you and I disobey, sinner. The law that Jonah had no capacity to obey, and nor do you and I. There I'll meet with thee. Oh, my dear friend, what a blessed gospel. God requiring of his dear son everything that was needful. There I will meet with thee. In the person of my son I will meet with thee. Upon his blessed, precious work will I meet with thee. Upon his one blessed divine atonement will I meet with thee. There I will meet with thee. Oh, God does not say that he will meet at Sinai. He leads his people there. He does speak to them at that place. But that isn't where it ends. You not come to the man that might be touched and that burn with fire. If so much as a beast touch the mountain, should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. You come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. There I will meet with thee. You see how significant it is that these words here, this that the Lord ordained here, it followed the giving of the tables of stone. It followed the thunder and the lightning. It was that that made the people say to Moses, let not God speak to us any more, but do thou speak to us. And the Lord told Moses later that when the people said that, they spake right. A prophet will the Lord raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto Moses. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever I shall say unto you. There I will meet with thee. Oh, poor sinner, God does not require of his people in the covenant of his grace one thing of themselves. How can he? Because he knoweth that they could not bring forward one thing of themselves which he could receive, which he could accept. Oh, they cannot produce of themselves a right desire. They cannot make themselves really, truly broken over one sin. They have nothing. But the Lord in mercy here, he says, here I'll meet with thee. Oh, I think of dear John Newton. Oh, do you know anything, my dear friend, of what that favoured man knew? He said, the more I strove against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul. I am the way. I am the way. Oh, I, the eternal Son of God, the Word made flesh, the Son of Man, David's greatest son, this one of whom we read this evening that Solomon spoke of, that God had promised David he would never want a man to sit upon his throne. I am the way. Oh, my dear friend, I, the eternal God, am the way, the eternal Son. That Son by whom the poor fallen sons and daughters of Adam, loved of God with an everlasting love, they are the sons of God in him. The Spirit of adoption, and how they are purchased. By covenant transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing surety I stood, yea, for them my life did resign. And he goes on to say that when by stern justice arraigned, the sinner should look unto me, there I will meet with thee. Meet with a sinner looking unto God in the person of his Son. Looking unto him in the way Solomon pleaded with God at the dedication of the temple. Reminding God of his promises concerning this place. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. There I'll meet with thee. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. He draws his people to this place. I believe it isn't wrong to speak in the work of God in conviction of sin and in the troubles he lays upon them as there being a driving work in it. But then we must speak, if we speak scripturally and if we speak from any feeling experience in our own cases, of the true work of the Spirit in bringing to Christ as a drawing. For you see, unless the Lord's promises are spoken in some measure, unless the covenant of God is proclaimed, the great trumpet shall be blown, says the promise, and they shall come. There is that that draws the sinner to this place, the great trumpet of the gospel. Oh, ye despairing sinners, come and trust upon the Lord. Oh, his word. And you see, this is the word before us this evening. If the Lord convince you of sin and make you feel lost, and make you feel something like Jonah did in the belly of that great fish, and then you hear this, there I'll meet with thee. And does God say, there I'll meet with you, only if you're so bad? Only if you're not too bad. No, he doesn't say that. There I'll meet with thee. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. When the Lord says no wise, he means no wise. How could he cast out a sinner who he is drawing? How could he cast out a sinner who thus has the Spirit of God upon them? That sinner cannot have committed the unpardonable sin, or else they wouldn't be coming. If you're tempted this evening, sinner, that you've committed that unpardonable sin, oh, if you're troubled over it, oh, if it is your great grief, and if it is your longing desire to find Christ, to find this mercy, you haven't committed that sin. If you had, the Holy Spirit wouldn't be thus teaching you. He'd have left you completely, to be completely hardened in sin. I believe everyone that has committed that unpardonable sin, they are utter reprobate. There's no feeling left in their soul whatever. But this sinner who is coming, oh, all that the Father giveth me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Then, oh sinner, however long you've gone on in sin, there I'll meet with thee. Notice from the Word of God the characters whom God met with. The characters whom the Lord fulfilled this word in. Jacob, supplanter, deceiver. Thou shalt no more be called Jacob, but Israel, as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. David, Solomon, Manasseh, Jonah, the New Testament, Mary Magdalene, Peter, Saul of Tarsus, the thief. There I'll meet with thee. There I'll meet with thee. Oh, God can meet with a sinner there. He can. God is just. But there, in this place that is set forth by this mercy seat and this Ark of the Covenant, God can meet with sinners and still be just. He can't meet with sinners anywhere else and be just and not destroy them. God can meet here with sinners and be just and save them. Because here is set forth that great transaction. The sins of this people imputed to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man. The divine surety, the Redeemer. A ransom has been found. Oh, this is the ground upon which God will meet sinners here. I found a ransom. And that's everything. There I'll meet with thee. And so he'll bring sinners to this place, having nothing to plead, but looking for the fulfillment of that Elihu preached. Then he is gracious unto him. A messenger, an interpreter, one among a thousand. Then he is gracious. Deliver him from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. Oh, an empty-handed sinner. A sinner who is brought by God with nothing but sin. You see, you look at yourself, my dear friend, child of God, who is under some teaching of the Holy Spirit. And you say, how can God receive one like me? I must get myself better. I must get myself soft-hearted. I must get myself contrite. I must get myself free of this particular sin which has beset me and I'm convinced of. I must get myself rid of this unbelief, my dear friend.
Does God say you can? Does God say he'll receive one who comes thinking they've done those things? No. Oh, what fools we are, trying to do that which would disqualify us from coming to him. There's only one qualification, and he that doesn't have this qualification may not come. And that qualification is pressing need. The need of all that God promises to do in this place, there I'll meet with thee. The need of life given. The need of grace imparted. The need of forgiveness spoken. The need of cleansing. The need of renewing. The need of salvation. There I will meet with thee. He'll bring this one there as a beggar. The throne of grace you've sung of this evening. Oh, what a blessing it will be if those two hymns we've sung this evening were written by the Holy Spirit in our heart and we went away and did what those hymns said. We're different people, you know. But it wouldn't be long before we should have something good to tell the Lord's people of. I said, not unto the seed of Jacob seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. Ask, he said, and it shall be given thee. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. There I will meet with thee. Oh, what a wonderful meeting. When the prodigal son was yet a great way off, his father saw him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. That's the meeting. While he's yet a great way off. Yes, that's how it always is. With the way the Lord meets sinners. Feelingly in their soul's experience, yet a great way off. Oh, he runs and meets them. The kiss. The bringing into the house. The clothing in the robe, the best robe. The ring on his finger, the shoes on his feet. The fatted calf. Oh, the divine holy merriment. The rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. The rejoicing in earth. In that sinner's heart. Oh, my dear friend. Oh, what a meeting that is when God comes in the person of his Son into a sinner's heart by the blessed Spirit. That one that was yet a great way off that said, Lord, I cannot make my heart afford reception worthy thee. The Lord himself comes and hallows the place. There I will meet with thee. Yes, the presence of God. The felt presence of God with me. Because God is truly in every place. He is here this evening. That is certain. But oh, what a difference when through the Holy Spirit's influence, oh, through that ministry of Christ into a sinner's heart, through the proclamation of the truth as it is in Jesus, his presence is found. He was with Cleopas and his companion on that road to Emmaus, but they didn't know he was with them. They thought he was just some common traveller who happened to be going the same way. But they weren't left to remain ignorant that he was with them, were they? Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And you know, my dear friend, if the Lord fulfills this word in you, with you, there I'll meet with you, your heart will burn within you. Unworthy dwelling, glorious guest, favour astonishing, divine. You see, he's desired this Zion for his habitation. There I will dwell, he says. I will dwell in them, I will walk in them. There I'll meet with thee. Oh, God, in and through the person of his Son, showing himself completely satisfied with regard to that person. I'll meet with thee there. Because I've not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither have I seen perverseness in Israel. I'll meet with thee there. I cannot smite thee, poor sinner, because this place sets forth my smiting of my dear Son. There I'll meet with thee. Smite the shepherd, the sheep shall be scattered. I'll turn my hand upon the little ones. There I'll meet with thee. He that has seen me, said Christ, hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? If a man love me, he'll keep my words. My Father will love him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. There I'll meet with thee. I want to come back to this and try to speak of this as it rests upon my spirit, that the Lord might use even this evening's word, even something spoken this evening, to the fulfillment of this text in someone here's experience. Come just as thou art with thy woe, there I'll meet with thee. You that say to yourself, how can God receive such a sinner as me, such a stupid sinner, such a hard-hearted sinner, such a rebellious sinner, such a repetitive sinner, such a sinner who is full of enmity. But the answer to that is here. He can't receive you on the terms of anything you can do. He'll receive you on the terms of what his Son has done. There humbly fall before his feet and plead what he has done. Oh, to be enabled to come and plead the merits of his dear Son. Oh, to come and ask him for his name's sake to save you. I'll meet with thee. You see the sufficiency. The blind receive their sight. I'll meet with thee. The lepers are cleansed. I'll meet with thee. The dead are raised up. The deaf hear. Oh, how can God receive such a deaf sinner as me, one who can't hear his voice savingly effectually, who can't take on his word in such a way as a gracious effect in my life, in my soul? There I'll meet with thee. The deaf hear. How can God receive such a bankrupt one as me? The poor have the gospel preached to them. He'll meet that sinner there pleading for that mercy. The mercy seat above the ark. That means that all God's mercy rests on what the ark sets forth. It rests on Christ, on his finished work, on his obedience even unto death. Oh, what a day that is in a person's experience. Oh, for more days like that. When the Father speaks to them of what he has required and received of his dear Son. There I'll meet with thee.
but one perhaps says, oh, I still can't come to this place. Well, doesn't the Lord in this promise, when he says, there I will meet with thee, won't that afford a plea for your poor soul? Your poor soul that can't come to this place. Lord, fulfill thy promise, there I will meet. Draw me, we will run after thee. There I will meet with thee. You see what his dear son has suffered. Oh, only he fully knows. But we know this, and the Spirit will make it known to you, child of God, in this place. He'll make it known it was for you. And that is, it was sufficient to satisfy all the demands of divine justice. I'll meet with thee in the place of a satisfied law. I'll meet with thee in the place of a fulfilled law. I'll meet with thee in the place of a quenched sword of divine justice. I'll meet with thee in the place where love and mercy and grace pours forth through my dear son. Oh, you know, this place is a spiritual place. No one ever met with God merely through being physically in the tabernacle or the temple. No, it was when the Blessed Spirit, working that faith in their soul, in that which those things set forth, and in the New Testament dispensation, working that faith in their soul so that they behold that one by blessed faith. There I'll meet with thee. Oh, an experience above everything natural. An experience above everything worldly. An experience above everything formal. An experience above everything in the head. There. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Saw that wonderful revelation. Heard that wonderful voice. He'll give his Spirit. He does give his Spirit then. And commune. I will commune with thee. You know, communion is a two-way thing. But this communion with God, God always begins it. And he always carries it on. Oh, if he did not begin it, it could never begin. Oh, that great love. When he opens up, I speak it reverently, when he opens up a dialogue with sinners. He did with that woman at the well. He must needs go through Samaria. Why talkest thou with me, she said. The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Why? He loved her. That was why. And his father, in that will which he came to fulfill, this woman was in that will. That if you're a child of God, you poor man or woman this evening, you're in that well, and he must needs go through wherever you are. Come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You see, really, though it is not always so in the experience of the Lord's people, in the sweet consolation of it. Really, all the communion of God to his people, even those communions that are so crucifying, so painful, so make their souls tremble, There's mercy in it. That great fish he prepared to swallow up Jonah, that awful judgment. There was mercy in it, wasn't it? The fish wasn't going to destroy Jonah. He's going to be the means of Jonah's salvation. And so it is with every judgment that comes upon you, child of God. It's not going to destroy you. This judgment that makes you feel worse and worse. What a blessed preparation for this I'm trying to set before you this evening. All those judgments that make you so weak, so undone feelingly, so lost, so ruined, so feelingly hopeless in yourself. That dispensation that brings you to that place, refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. Come, see a man that told me all things that ever I did. You see, there I'll commune with thee. He'll draw things out of you, sinner, in this place. What a blessed thing it is when the Lord draws things out of us. The things that are locked up in our soul. What things, he said to those two on the Emmaus Road. What things? What would be your answer tonight, my dear friend, if the Lord drew near and said to you, what things? What things were they with Job? Was it his camels? Was it his sheep? Was it his children? Was it his own health? No. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. That I might come even to his seat. I'd fill my mouth with arguments. I'd know the words which he would answer me. What I would say unto him when I'm reproved. There I'll commune with thee. Pour out your heart before him. Oh, spread that case before him. I'll go back to something I said earlier. Comes to me now. Oh, we try to make our case better. The Lord give us wisdom to make it as bad as we can. I don't mean sin more and more, no. Do not misunderstand me. When I say to make it as bad as I can, to paint yourself before God as black as you see yourself. Not to seek to hide one part of it. He won't be surprised. It won't take him by surprise when he knows more than you. The blessing will be yours in doing so, for you see, that which he enables you to pour out before him, he'll take that and deal with it. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. My dear friend, all your care tonight, all of it, oh, for this unburdening. The Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. I'll commune with thee. Oh, but what he says to them. I'll commune with thee. I'll tell thee of my love. I'll open up to thee the mystery of godliness. God manifest in the flesh. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expanded unto them in all the scriptures of things concerning himself. I'll commune with thee. Commune pardon to thee. Tell thee that I am thine, that thou art mine. That woman said, we know the Messiah, when he cometh, will tell us all things. I that speak unto thee am he. Oh, what a communion. When Christ himself speaks into a sinner's heart to make known to them that the very Christ of God, the one true Christ, the eternal Son of God made flesh, he's speaking to you. There I'll commune with thee. Give you his spirit. Give you that repentance that flows from him, that forgiveness. That love that flows out of his heart. We love him, said John, because he first loved us. I'll commune with thee. Oh, my dear friend, whatever your need is this evening, it can only be met this way. But blessed be God, it can be met this way. You cannot have something this evening, my dear friend, that you're in need of, and there isn't that thing in Christ. Because everything is there. But you can't have any of those without this communion. All those things are to be had in this only way. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Given him. Given him from above. The communion of the Holy Spirit. There I'll commune with thee. Oh, what a difference this makes. It transforms the scene. How much does it transform it? You can't describe how much it transforms it. We can't comprehend, can we, how a sinner like we could one day be in heaven, sat on Christ's throne, as he says his people will be. Blessed is he that overcometh, he shall sit with me at my throne. But it can be done, it will be done, it is done. David is there, Peter is there, the thief is there. Thousands upon thousands are there. Of that mighty multitude who of life are winners, this we safely may conclude, all were wretched sinners. All were filthy in God's sight till the blood of Jesus washed them white and made them clean. Now they sing his praises. And I'll commune with thee. There's promises concerning the way before you. That strength to communicate strength to you. Oh, that we were given wisdom. As Jehoshaphat was given it when he was faced with the armies of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir. Not to try and summon strength from himself. Not to try and get aid from some other quarter. To say, wilt thou, O God, judge for us? We have no might against this great company, neither know we what to do. Didn't Jehoshaphat prove this word? Then upon Jahaziel in the midst of the congregation came the Spirit of the Lord. Hearken, O Jehoshaphat, and all ye men of Judah. Fear not, nor be dismayed because of this great company. The battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go out against them. They come up by the cliff of Ziz. There, I'll commune with thee. I'll give you directions concerning everything in your life, as well as your never-dying soul. I commune with thee from above the mercy seat is the communion then of pure mercy. Totally undeserved. But oh, what a powerful thing mercy is.
free as the air we breathe, but powerful, that mercy that saves. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He went down to his house justified. The mercy seat. From between the two cherubims which are upon the Ark of the Testimony, of all things which I'll give thee in commandment unto the children of Israel. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ramsbottom is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Hadley next Tuesday. Let us close with hymn 332. Now let the feeble all be strong and make Jehovah's arm their song. His shield is spread o'er every saint and thus supported, who shall faint? 332.
to forgive that which has been wrong in thy sight. Blot that out, we pray. Bless thy own word. We thank thee for it. May that remain with us. And do keep us safe. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us. Amen.